Western and south of the border music. So let's saddle up, buckaroos, and head out to those wide open spaces. The trail. Now way out there on the prairie is where I long to be. So give me my rope and my 44 and I'll ride fancy free. Just to see that pale moon rising on the rim of the canyon's veil. I hear that lobo howl and I'm bound to hit the trail.
Silent trails, are you lonely where you are? Do you ever get to yearn for the pioneer's return? Are the campfires still a-burning? Silent trails. I hear the echoes ringing on the breezes softly winging. Some far distant voice is singing, silent sway and seem to say, never gone, we're here to stay. Ooh, ooh, silent trails, do the cowboys ride again? Are the scouts ahead a guiding? Are the redskins somewhere hiding? Are their spirits still a-riding? Silent trails. Silent trails.
East of beautiful Alberta, north of old Montana, living's fine when the springtime's kind to a bovine raisin man. But they sort them and stretch them and tail them down like they did in days gone by. Good slab fence, common sense, they're in short supply. The iron still hits the fire, the rope's thrown straight and true. And they scorch their hides till upon their sides the brand is showing through. And the springtime turns with the coulee's curve, and it's summer once again. Whoopie-tie-i-o at the rodeo, and we pray our buddies win. It's western swing and waltzes, like to wear out your boots. And it's horsehair floors and Louis L'Amour after they close the shoes. They've rode up all the rank ones, and the chucks are out of sight. It's western swing and waltzes in Saskatchewan tonight. Thank you. tear out your boots. Well, it's horsehair floors at Louis L'Amour after they closed the shoe. When they rode up all the rank ones and the chucks are out of sight, it's western swing and waltzes in Saskatchewan tonight. It's western swing and waltzes in Saskatchewan tonight.
Something old, something new. Coulter Wall with Western Swing and Waltzes. And before that, we opened up the show today with Sons of the Pioneers and Silent Trails. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Trail Tunes for this evening. Glad to have you along for the ride. Let's mount our ponies and keep it going. Up next, we have the Singing Cowboy himself. Here's an early one. I hadn't heard this one before, but it's kind of bluesy. Kind of like it from Mr. Autry. Here's Dallas County Jail Blues.
Saturday night, I was kicking 'em high. I was at a Boogarooga Saturday night, I was kicking 'em high. In walked the law, and I woke up in high five. The older lady, old lady, old lady. High five the fifth floor in the county jail. High five is the fifth floor in the Dallas County jail. Lord, Lord. When you get in, oh, high five, no one will go your bail. The older lady, oh lady, oh lady. I could picture my baby there. I looked at the walls, I could picture my baby there. Yes, I could. I could hear those prisoners moaning. High five blues everywhere. Oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady. I may go to the penitentiary, I may get the electric chair. I may go to the penitentiary, I may get the electric chair. Hey, hey. But I leave these prisoners moaning. High five blues everywhere. The older lady, oh lady, oh lady.
The death of Bill Bailey was no surprise to me. If you knew him like I knew, then I know you would agree. His friends all saw it coming. They knew the end was near. I was taken by his cunning late in the autumn last year. News of his killing, it traveled across this land. folks said it was fortune that he drew the dead man's hand. He was handsome as he was charming. Boy, he'd work these mountain towns till one night the party ended. Bill Bailey was lying down. Many times I've cried since Bill Bailey died. He wasn't one to listen, and he couldn't take good advice. It's funny how I miss him and the way he sung his song. Bill Bailey was my friend, and then he done me wrong. I bought him a marble headstone, and I buried him in the cold. On a quiet winter's morning, as the sun shined like gold, a young and green-eyed woman appeared through the haze. She asked if I knew Bill Bailey. I just said all his debts had been paid.
And Stetson and six guns and the lilies grow high. They grow for a man with a gunslinging hand who before his time must die. They grow in the trail he has traveled, a trail well spattered with lead. Six guns and the lilies grow high.
The lilies grow high.
And the lilies grow high.
Deep, deep voice of Johnny Western, The Lilies Grow High. And before that, we heard from a descendant of the band Davy. That's Charlie Crockett with The Death of Bill Bailey. Stick around, everyone. Lots more to come here on Trail Tunes this evening. Got a good one here from one of the Middle Day Cowboys, I guess. He's not one of the old ones. He's not one of the new ones, but he was one of the all-time greats. Here's Marty Robbins, Cottonwood Tree on 105.5.
I rode into Tucson 3 hours ago for supplies and a short friendly game of poker while Smitty put some new shoes on old Dan before he goes lame. I sat in a game at the Miner's Saloon. Soon I had doubled my stake. The cards run like they'd been dealt by Lady Luck. They were just sealing my fate. A young cowboy lost more than he could afford and accused me of dealing too smart. His draw was too slow and he fell to the floor. Three bullets close to the heart. Oh, Cottonwood Tree, are you waiting for me? Waiting to take me away? I've done no wrong, but the town cannot see, and so with my life I must pay. A crowd started gathering, the sheriff came in. I handed him over my gun. Was then that I found out the boy I had killed was the town's biggest man's only son. I tried to explain I had shot in defense. It was the young cowboy me. The crowd wouldn't listen, so they drugged me out to the limb of this cottonwood tree. Majestically standing out here all alone, it's spring and the valley is green. But I can't admire a place I don't belong. To me it's all like a bad dream. But old Dan's beneath me with new shoes and all, as they place the noose round my neck. Cowboys I've never laid eyes on before, but tying my hands to my back. Oh, Cottonwood Tree, are you waiting for me? Waiting to take me away? I've done no wrong, but the town cannot see, and so with my life I must pay. I see hate in the eyes of the town's biggest man as he pulls a branch from the tree to whip the backside of my old pony Dan, so he'll run out from under me. Insane, he won't listen to my last appeal. A wild grin has covered his face as I try to reason just how he would feel if he were up here in my place. There's many a mountain trail I'll never ride, green valleys I'll never see. A young cowboy died and a man's foolish pride brought me to this cottonwood tree. My face is turned upward and I cannot breathe. The sky's growing dark overhead. The knot's pulling tight as my body swings free. A few moments more I'll be dead. Oh, cottonwood tree, were you put here for me? Put here to take me away. I've done no wrong, but the town cannot see, and so with my life I must pay.
Central Wisconsin's home for country favorites and classics.
Hi, this is Alan Jackson.
Hi, this is Reba.
Hey, this is Kenny Rogers.
105.5 WIRI.
Trail Tunes is moving. Now your favorite cowboy, western, and south of the border songs will be 1 hour earlier every Thursday at 6 p.m. That's right, all the same western goodness 1 hour earlier. Missed the show? No problem. Check out the rebroadcast at 5 p.m. on Sundays, right before weekends in the country. It's two times the rootin', tootin', ropin' fun, 6 p.m. on Thursdays and 5 p.m. on Sundays, only on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI.
In the fight for our kids' futures and our public schools, we can't afford to stay silent.
Brittany Kincer lobbied for the private voucher school industry that drains funds from our public schools. And it doesn't stop there. Kincer worked at alternative schools that cut costs with overcrowded classrooms. 60 to 90 students and unlicensed adults in charge. That's not what's best for our kids. It's time to take a stand. Support our kids. Support our public schools. Demand accountability from Brittany Kincer, who would use our tax dollars to help her donors while leaving our schools and kids behind. Call 415-940-9350 and tell Brittany Kincer, protect our kids. No more cuts to public schools to benefit private interests. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Snow tapers off tonight. We'll see a low around 26 degrees. Winds still gusting to around 30 miles per hour. Continued breezy on Monday, but becoming mostly sunny with highs in the upper 30s. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, 43. Wednesday, 47.
Currently 33 degrees.
Country favorites and classics for all of Central Wisconsin. You've got them right here on 105.5 WIRI.
I know a man whose plow handle hand is quicker than a light. Wes Harden is his name, they say. He travels in the night, for he might have to kill or walk around a fight. And if you ever saw Wes Harden draw, you know he can skin his gun. He won't say how many tried and died up against the top hand, up against the wrong man, 'cause Harden wouldn't run. He rode in like a Texas wind, took the eastbound train, going, going with Jane Bowen, till the lawman caught up. So long, Janie, chin up, I'll be back again. Off he went to Huntsville prison, so long, Jane, he cried. 15 years she waited till her heart broke and she died, and she left that bad land to wait up in the sky. Free at last, the paying passed for all the wrong he did. First free air they let him breathe since he was a kid. So let him come and let him go, let him deal and bid. Near the border in El Paso, lawyer reads a sign. You won't find him there for business every day at 9-4. Business is real bad. One client's all he's had in quite a long, long time. Then Sheriff Selman's boy broke into Wes's woman's place. Up she jumped and pistol whipped him, kicked him in the face, and John Selman demands revenge for this disgrace. You could see every night by candlelight in Harden's favorite bar, she'd be hanging on his arm, and very late they'd leave there, headed for the Goose Hair, glad it wasn't far. Right through the swinging doors, John Selman came with a blazing gun. Wes Harden, chug-a-lugging red-eye, got him in the back of the head. John Wesley Harden fell dead. Harden wouldn't run. ¶¶
I'm just a happy roving cowboy, herding the dark clouds out of the sky, keeping the heavens blue.
Nowhere to go and nothing to do, I'm just a happy roving cowboy. Let me ride that long trail down to the end where the skies are always blue.
Hear my song as I ride along, I'm just a happy roving cowboy, herding the dark clouds out of the sky, keeping the heavens blue. Adi-do-lo-di-do, adi-do-lay-di-ay, adi-do-lay-di-ay, adi-do-lo-do. Got a wife to bother my life, I'm just a happy roving cowboy. Let me make my bed where the varmints prowl beneath the skies of blue. Hear my song as I ride along, I'm just a happy roving cowboy, herding the dark clouds out of the sky, keeping the heavens blue. I'm just a-spending my time, I'm just a happy roving cowboy. Let me sing my song till they call me home to that land beyond the blue. Hear my song as I ride along, I'm just a happy roving cowboy, herding the dark clouds out of the sky, keeping the heavens blue.
Sons of the San Joaquin, that was Happy Cowboy, and before that we heard from the man in black, Johnny Cash, with Harden Wouldn't Run. As we move along here on Trail Tunes, as we mosey along, I should say, looking for a bowl of red, why don't we take a stop at My Adobe Hacienda. Now that's a standard, it was recorded by just about every cowboy. How about a cowgirl? This is a very good version of it. Here's My Adobe Hacienda, Rosalie Allen on 105.5.
In my adobe hacienda, there's a touch of Mexico. Cactus lovelier than orchids, blooming in a patio. Soft desert stars and the strong guitars make every evening seem so sweet. In my adobe hacienda, life and love are more
sent me out from Santa Fe to try and find his trail. They think that I'm the only one who can bring him back to jail. This star says I'm a lawman. This gun has seen me through. And though my heart is heavy, I've got a job to do. You see, he's such a proud man who never learned to crawl. But a good man turned gunslinger is the meanest man of all. He killed a U.S. Marshal, and for that he's gonna pay. And I'm the lonely lawman who's on his trail today. There was a time he fought for truth and on the side of right, until the only girl he loved was killed one fateful night. I know his heart was shattered as he turned the barren sod and laid away her body, commending it to God. Then he vowed a vengeance to those who took her life. And every notch upon his gun, a tear shed for his wife. But vengeance is like wildfire sweeping through the wood. It turns reason into ashes and it burns out all the good. Now I can't help but remember, as I trail this lonesome man, I don't believe while we were boys I won any race we ran. For you see, his face resembles mine. We talk somewhat the same. And though we walk in different worlds, we both bear our daddy's name.
Well, I'm looking rather seedy now while holding down my claim. My fiddles are not always served the best, and the mice play shyly round me as I nestle down to rest in my little old sod shanty on my claim. Oh, the hinges are of leather and the windows have no glass, and the board roof lets the howling blizzard. And I hear the hungry coyote as he slinks up through the grass round my little old sod shanty on my claim. How I wish that some kind-hearted girl would pity on me take and relieve me of the mess that I am in. Oh, the angel, how I'd bless her if this her home she'd make in my little old sod shanty on my claim. Oh, the hinges are of leather and the windows have no glass, and the board
slinks up through the grass. Round my little old sod shanty on my claim.
Elton Britt with Sod Shanty, and before that we heard from Billy Walker, the Lawman. Keep it right here, everyone. More to come on Trail Tunes on WIRI. Up next, we have one of the best of the 50s, if I remember correctly. He was a big star right up there with Eddie Arnold and a couple other great country singers. Here he is with The Gold Rush is Over. Here's Mr. Hank Snow on WIRI.
Oh, the gold rush is over, so honey, bye-bye. Stake out your claim now on some other guy. I've wined you and dined you, tell my money is gone. But the gold rush is over and the bond rush is on. Now when I had the money, honey, things were just fine. You spent my money like I was mine. But now you mistreat me cause my money is gone. So gold digging, mama, you can start moving on. Shoveled out the sweet talk when the pay dirt was paid. Now all you shovel out is just a dirty dig. Well, stop digging, honey, cause you're wasting your time. This old gravy train is at the end of the line. Oh, the gold rush is over, so honey, bye-bye. Stake out your claim now on some other guy. I've wined you and dined you, tell my money is gone. But the gold rush is over and the bond rush is gone. Prospecting all around on the side. But this old mule now has had his last ride. So stop walking, woman, cause your grubstake is gone. The gold rush is over and the bond rush is on. Oh, the gold rush is over, so honey, bye-bye. Stake out your claim now on some other guy. I've wined you and dined you, tell my money is gone. But the gold rush is over and the bond rush is on.
Golf season is here, and so is the Lake Arrowhead Job Fair. Full or part-time positions are available. From the course to the lounge, from the banquet hall to the pool, there's a spot for you here. Starting pay is based on position and is very competitive. Head to the job fair at Lake Arrowhead Monday, March 24th from 3:30 to 5:30 and Saturday, March 29th from 10 to 12 at 1195 Apache Lane in the town of Rome. For more information or if you cannot attend, check out lakearrowheadgolf.com.
Aw, oh, look at that, a robin. Oh, there's a bunny. Hey, is that a little fox running around? Ah, white-tailed buck and a gray squirrel. Wait a second, why are all the critters in the neighbor's yard? None of them are coming on our property. Oh, wait, there's a skunk. Oh, I get it, they smell that stinky skunk. Wait, the skunk has a sign. We are boycotting your yard, it reeks like raw sewage? Call Crockett Septic, 715-712-3456. Honey, you better bring me the phone. We need to call Crockett Septic.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you, too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Back to your country favorites and classics now. 105.5 WIRI.
Billy Gray rode into Gantry back in the year of 83 when he first met pretty Sarah McLean. A wild rose of morning, a pale flower of dawning, heralded springtime in Billy's life that day. Tall man came riding from the badlands that lie to the north of New Mexico.
He was overheard to say he was looking for Billy Gray. He wanted men and a dangerous outlaw.
Well, the news, it came creeping to of the Clarendon Hotel.
He ran to the old church that lies on the outskirts, thinking he'd hide in the old steeple there.
But a rifle ball came flying, face down, he lay dying there in the dust of the first met Billy 40 years ago.
But the wild rose of morning has faded with the dawning. Each day of sorrow, the lonely years have grown.
And written on the old stone where the dusty winds have blown, 18 words to the passing strangers say,
true love has no season, no rhyme and no reason.
Justice is as cold as the Granger County clay.
High in the Sierra Peaks where the yellow pines grow tall, Sandy Bob and Buster Jinx had a roundup camp last fall. They took their horses and the running irons, maybe a dog or two. Lie they brand all the one-eared calves that come within their view. Well, many a long-eared dogie that didn't hush up by day had his long ears whittled and his old hat scorched in the most artistic way. Then one fine day, said Buster Jinx, as he throwed his seago down, I'm tired of cow biography and the lies, I'm gone to town. They as saddles her up and hits for the road and weren't no sight of a ride. For them was the days when an old cowhand could oil up his old insides. They as started out of Kentucky Bar at the head of Whiskey Row. They winds her up at the depot house some 40 drinks below. They sets her up and turns her around, goes the other way. I'll tell you the Lord forsaken truth, them boys got drunk that day. As they was heading back to the camp, packing a pretty good load, well, who should they meet but the devil himself come prancing down the road. Now the devil, he says, you coward skunks had better go hunt you a hole, 'cause I come up from the hell bring muck to gather in your soul. Said Buster Jinx, we're just from town feeling kind of tight. You ain't gonna get no cowboy souls without some kind of a fight. So he punches a hole in his old throw rope, slings it straight and true. He ropes the devil right around the horns and he takes his slack up too. Old Sandy Bob was a Rietta man with his rope all coiled up neat. But he shakes her out, throws up a loop, and he ropes the devil's hind feet. Well, they throwed him down on the desert ground while the irons was getting hot. They cropped his horns, lopped off his ears, and branded him up a lot. They pruned him up with a horn and saw and knotted his tail for a joke. Rode off and left him bellerin' there, necked up to a live jackal. Well, if you're ever up in the Sierra Peaks and you hear an awful wail, you'll know it ain't nothing but the devil himself raising hell about the knots in his tail.
Rosalie Sorrells with an old Western classic, Tying Knots in the Devil's Tail. Before that, we heard the story of Billy Gray from Michael Martin Murphy, a modern day cowboy. We're getting close to the end, but we still have a few more tunes to spin for you here on Trail Tunes, everyone. Got an oldie goldie here. The Prairie Ramblers going way, way back. Here's Yip Yip Yowie, I'm an Eagle on 105.5.
I just keep riding, ain't nothing else to do. Ride 'em, cowboy, let's show 'em how, boy. Yippee, yippee, yowie, I'm a eagle. Hold on there, horsey, 'cause I'm your boss. Yippee, yippee, yowie, I'm a eagle. Giddy up, giddy up, now the gal down yonder way. Giddy up, giddy up, I'm heading for the day. Hey, ride 'em, cowboy, let's show 'em how, boy. Yippee, yippee, yowie, I'm a someone I'm hankering for to see. Ride 'em, cowboy, let's show 'em how, boy. Yippee, yippee, yowie, I'm an eagle. Go on there, horsey, 'cause I'm your bossy. Yippee, yippee, yowie, I'm an eagle. Giddy up, giddy up, there's a gal down yonder way. Giddy up, giddy up, I'm heading for the bay. Hey, ride 'em, cowboy, let's show 'em how, boy. Yippee, yowie, I'm an eagle.
from sun to sun, for a cowboy's work is never done. He's up and gone at break of day, driving the doggies on their weary way. We're a lone Donegal gal in the wind and hail, gotta drive those doggies down the trail in rain or shine, sleet or snow.
King of the Cowboys, Roy Rogers with Donnie Gal, and that's just about going to do it for us, everyone. Let us round up the doggies and head toward the bunkhouse as we wrap up the show. Thanks for listening, and don't forget, we rebroadcast every Sunday at 5 o'clock. We're going to go out with a standard classic here. This is an instrumental version, a very good one, by Mr. Johnny Bond. So long, everybody.
Wisconsin, and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Weekend in the Country, the show where we listen to the country music memories. Greetings, my friends. So good to be with you once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that plays some of the greatest country music of our lifetime. Hopefully we'll have some of your all-time favorites and maybe just a couple that you haven't heard for a long time. And we'll do that with a vintage countdown, the biggest records from this weekend of our selected year. And along with some great music, we add a little slice of life just to help you remember how things were back in the day. And this weekend, back in the day, means September of 1999. Yeah, that's a 25-year trip back to play the biggest hits on the Billboard Hot Country Singles Chart. Well, that's what's going on here today, so let's get started with this weekend in the country. And we begin on the countdown at number 20. This would be the first top 10 hit for Montgomery Gentry, Lonely and Gone.
Pulled in the driveway, picked up the paper, found my key, and unlocked the door. I walked in, felt like a stranger, like I'd never been there before. And as I wandered room to room, it was silent as a tomb. Could have heard a teardrop, could have heard a heartbreak. Never saw the flood come, even though I felt the rain. Talked about leaving, I wasn't listening. If she showed me a sign, well, I never saw. Did she stop believing? Did I stop giving? Ain't putting my finger on what went wrong. Now the quietest noise I'm told, the sound of letting go. Could have heard a teardrop, could have heard a heartbreak. Never saw the flood come, even though I felt the rain. Never heard a house sound so loud with memories. Where there used to be a happy home, in the house on the corner of Lonely and Gone. Whoa, never heard a house sound so loud with memories, where there used to be a happy home, in the house on the
Lonely and Gone, the second single from Montgomery Gentry, a couple of Kentuckians, Eddie Montgomery and Troy Gentry. But they had been performing together since the early 90s. They were in a band called Early Times with Eddie's younger brother, John Michael Montgomery. Well, they spent most of the 90s together in different projects. Then Eddie and Troy decided to give it a shot as a duo. Lonely and Gone at number 20 this week, as I mentioned, that would be their first top 10, heading up to number 5. We're back in September of 1999 on today's show, and moving off the chart was Mark Chestnut. At number 19, This Heartache Never Sleeps.
I work myself to the bone, tired as a man can get. It's the only way that I know that might help me to forget. I lay me down and I pray my soul to keep. It's 2 a.m. I should be sleeping like a log, but I can't blame the pounding rain or the neighbors barking dogs. What you did to me, well, this heart ain't never sleeping.